25 kilometers from Africa. I have some fellows here from Ghana, Sierra Leone, and Central Africa. After my presentation, they can introduce themselves. First of all, I want to thank you for the invitation to share with you all the things we get here in America. And I want to apologize about my English because I'm from a French country. Difficult to me to explain myself. So don't follow the role, but follow the ideas.
Okay.
The same. Thank you. So after 6 weeks in America, I get 6 lessons. And I can share it with you, and my friend also can share something else. The first thing is be the best. Be the best. I think in America, it's my first time in America, and when I was here, I said, wow, you have a million things, birthday, train, something like that. I was very excited. So I think each American people or all of country of America one would be, I know you are the best in the world, but each day I think American people want to be better in one area, want to be the best in the world. This area. In my country, in Africa, it's not like that. It's like, okay, I wake up, I eat, I go to my job, I come back home, it's finished. You know, but something I wrote is, all the time, American people want to be the best. And in the good, according to me, the good practices we can, if American people, African people can think like that, I think African can be a big continent. Second thing is, American people, when I came here, you can see how the American, according to me, we are, American people are very organized, like the system, education, traffic system. I think something we don't have in Africa is how we can organize ourselves. I told last time to Lorraine, like, in my country, we don't have GPS, something like that. If you want to, you want to find your way, you can go to Google Map and find it easily. Mm-hmm. You can. If you put one address, we can send you in Nigeria, something like that. I think if we want to be a big continent, a big country, according my about my country, we need to be organized, very organized, because I think American people very organized. Be a big dreamer. American people dream big, I think, than African people. Like, you can see a kid who want to go to mass, or I don't know, who want to make something very, very big, like you want to have a big building in Portland, and they started to think how we can make it. In my country, our education don't allow the small kid to think big, like, okay, go to school, have your certificate, you can have a good job, and it's finished, okay? And I think in my country, we can learn the children to dream big, because if we want to develop something, we need to, like, no limits, something like that. We want to have a big stadium, how we can make it. We want to have a big university in the world, how we can make it. We want to have a big industry of, I don't know, we want to make car, how we can, you know, big dream, I think. Be patriotic. My experience here for July 4th, Independence Day of America, is very nice. I saw a lot of people from America who was very excited about the day. Saw some people share the food with neighbor or something like that. In my country, it's not the same thing. It's like, okay, it's our Independence Day. The government makes some speech for a citizen. It's done. Like, stay at home, you eat, you sleep, and the next day is finished. I think we need to be patriotic. We need to love more our country. In America, I think American people love their country. They can see an American flag in American people hope, something like that. In my country, in my airport, you don't have our flag. Like, you can come to Benin, you don't have anything to show you. Am I in Benin or where I am? Like, and the first thing when I came to America, I told myself, when I go back home, I will buy a flag and I will put it in my airport, like we are in Benin. So I think we are not patriotic. And here in America, I can see how people are very, very patriotic. Does it make sense? Mm-hmm. Don't follow the world, follow the ideas. Thank you. And be open-minded. When I take for example LGBT issue in my country, it's a big deal. Like, the people don't want to see LGBT people. No. Our culture don't accept it. Don't want to be. All the time when you talk about LGBT, they know, we don't want to hear something like that. I think is the reason is, in my country, the people are not, don't have open mind. In America, you can see LGBT people speak, explain themselves, something like that, make some activity. In my country, we can do that. And I think it's a choice. If you want to being gay or lesbian, something like that, we don't need to judge you. It's your life. You can do it like you want, you know. And I think it's something I see here in America, and I like it. You have freedom. I can do what I want if the thing I do is not bad for my neighbor or something like that. You understand what I mm-hmm. Okay? So I think American people very open-minded, and sometimes African people in my country, according to me. The last. I also think American people think more. I give some example to Lauren.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you want to make a chair, okay. African people can make some chair like that, you understand? But American people can, after you make this chair, can think more like, okay, you want to make this chair, maybe the guy who wants to sit here need to take the coffee and put some, so we can do something else here and you can put the coffee. And they think more. And according to me, I'm not saying that African people is a bad people, no. African people have many inspiration, many ideas. So sometimes our education, the environment don't allow us to go in big pain. And I think it's the reason that we are here about this program, to change something in our country, to dream big and make something different. And I think after 6 weeks, I learned many things, but I chose 6 things to share with you. Something I love in America and I want to make in my country. And together, we have some projects we want to implement in our country. Go back home, we want to make it together, because the thing that we have, a lot of things in America we can make in Africa, we can share in Africa in many areas.
Mm-hmm.
So we thought to share with you this small project. I want to, if my colleague want to say something about your experience. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. My name is Kofi Danso from Ghana. As he rightly said, I'm part of the 25 cohorts brought to PSU for Civic Leadership Program. And we've been here for this our 6th week. Sunday we are leaving to DC and back to our homes. It's been quite amazing. That's my first time in America, and there are so many things I've seen that has given me more courage, more enlightenment to send back to my country. For example, we were at the Space Museum, Air Museum, and we're talking to the coordinator there, and she says she teaches, and they have set up a competition for primary school students to see how America can get to Mars in 2020. And I was like, wow, you've gone to the moon now, Mars. Where is Africa? Where are we going? Have we produced airplanes? No. What are we doing? Even our culture, as he was saying, our culture, cultural diversity. What do we learn in our schools? Other things which is not culturally sensitive. So at the end of the day, you come up with a whole lot of philosophies in your head, but meanwhile, you've not seen it. You are not going to see it. You've never experienced it, or you will never experience it. I've been reading much on the internet on mental health. I'm a mental health practitioner in America, in Australia, in Singapore. But the experience now is different from just reading it. How many people like me will take the initiative of even reading it on the internet? No, because internet is very expensive in Africa. Very, very expensive. So I will not use my little money I get to search those things. This is one of the things that I've seen, which a better collaboration and partnership between Africa and America would be something bigger for the world. It's going to be a much greater impact on many people than just the 25 of us. So ourselves, we were discussing a project which I know he would present soon, which will bring a better collaboration between the cohorts here and the few American citizens who are interested to impact something in Africa. We were just talking about global emissions, the greenhouse effect. How many percent does Africa produce? Just less than 10%. But who is having more of the effect? Africa. I called home and it has been raining for 7 days and the whole place is flooded. Why? So a better collaboration between Africa and America is going to be something which will be impactful to the next generation. Sometimes I don't think of my generation because very soon I'll be gone. But the next generation, what are they going to say? What did we leave behind for them? Thank you.
Well, I just need to introduce myself. I'm Shumara Bangura. I am from Sierra Leone, West Africa. And of course, we are part of this fellowship. We have learned a lot. But I think all has been said. Thank you.
I'm Carl from Central African Republic. I wrote just about my head center, so I'm from a French-speaking country. And I will make it short, I think, and I really thank Blake for his contribution to that session. The thing that hit me in America, I've been watching that video about indigenous people. I've been working with indigenous people also back home, but I won't talk about that. I will be talking about maybe more the cultural part, the cultural diversity, that concept of cultural diversity. And what I was hit by in the positive way, by that willingness to come together and live in, no matter where you guys come from, no matter your differences or cultural differences, I can see people from Asia, from African-American, people from South Africa, they live together, and I call this maturity, actually. And you have been able to overcome your problems. And in Africa, we still have this, we are not mature enough, maybe, to live together. We don't have a problem of race, but still you are fighting each other, people, you are killing each other. And we need more maturity, and I really appreciate that in America. Yes, recently, there was an issue going on between the police and the black community, and I know that I have the privilege to be placed at the Office of Equity and Human Rights here in Portland. So I attended several sessions, training sessions, and some conversations about racism. And I really appreciate that white people, black people, Asians, South America came together and talked about that issue together without fighting. And one white man, I say it's not about racism, I'm sorry. And he said, okay, because during that session we went through the American history in terms of civil rights, and especially here in Portland, Oregon. And they learned so much things. He said, my daughter is studying history, and she's doing great, but she's always talking about what she has seen, what she has studied in class, but she never talked about that. And I really want you guys, I invite you guys to preserve that culture. And because something is missing, when people are not taught that this happened, that decades, centuries ago, black people were not allowed to be here, or Haitian people, or South American people, they all were considered like people of color, like you said before. So I really appreciate the way you guys, you move forward. And this is what I will try to sustain, to take forward in my spirit, and to try to move back to Africa in that spirit. And thank you for inviting us. Thank you.
One of the things that, when Blake was showing me this earlier, that I was thinking about is that every single one of the things that you listed, all six of these things, these can be learned. Like, these are not things that are born into us, which means that there is still room for progress, and it doesn't need to be so inequitable. It can be equal, but we have to learn the ways that these kinds of ideas can work for many, many, many different cultures, and not just for the United States, and how that can help kind of everyone, and how everyone can benefit from these ideas rather than just people in the U.S. So with that being said, Blake and I are working on a pretty crazy project, so we wanted to show that to you guys. I think you have to log into this one too, yeah? Is everybody, have you guys already presented this to the fellows? Does everybody already know about this project?
The Mandela Washington Fellows?
The one that Blake has been talking about?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know how many people had already, like...
How long will you get to be in Washington, D.C.?
3 days.
3 days?
Okay, for most of us. But there are some people, Blake and Ansu, that are going to stay back for...
6 weeks.
Yes,
no,
6 more weeks.
Weeks.
Yes. So, yeah. Where are you guys staying? You can
I'll be in Philadelphia for 6 weeks after D.C.
Where after?
Philadelphia.
Oh, Philadelphia. It'll be interesting to see your perspective on the West Coast. And
okay.
Yeah.
And Blake is going to Ohio. That'll be totally different.
Yeah.
Yes. This is not my ideas, it's more my ideas of all of the Mandela Washington Fellowship. We still to think about it, so we have many things we can improve. So just in the ideas I want to share with you. So Kofi, maybe you can come join me.
Good.
You can introduce the ideas and we show them.
Okay. My name is Kofi once again, and I'm representing the cohorts and presenting our ideas. So come to think of it, how best can the PSU cohorts, Poland, coming to Poland, what are we taking back? What did we learn from Americans, and what are Americans going to learn from us? We all know that there are many organizations in Africa trying to solve this problem. But in what ways and how are they doing it? Is it effective to the people? is it impacting on the lives of individuals within the community? In some, I'll say yes. In others, I'll say no. Because if actually projects, for example, pass through governments in Africa, be rest assured that it's only 5% which will get to the local people. And these local people are those even around that government. But if community members like ourselves, being chosen from the community, whereas we get to work with the community, are ahead in projects, it gets to benefit almost all the community members. So as 25 people, we thought that we were all in individual projects. As I said, I'm in mental health, he's into HIV, he's into feeding children and women, the vulnerable, and he is also into advocacy. So where do we find the common grounds to send back to Africa? How do we find it? So we came out as a cohort to find out 5 leverage areas where we can do our discussions. One is on environment and climate change. We all know how the environment is being impacted. Last year, I heard there was heat waves here in Poland. It was over 100 degrees. And Sunday was about 79 degrees, and like I was with my host family, and like, it's too hot. So what if last year comes again? The climate is changing so much. So what do we do to change this climate? Environmental change, greenhouse effect, what do we do? We have to send it back to our various homes to do something about it. Then the second area is education. As he said, Americans are foresighted. It's not that Africa is also not foresighted, as he said rightly. But what are the syllables we are using? What is the curriculum that we are using? Is it to impact children to make future decisions? Like making this chair, as he was saying, will I sit down and think that maybe I might have a Starbucks cup to put at the side? No, just the now and here. So in the area of education, there can also be partnership. In health also, there can also be partnership and collaboration with this cohort and American citizens who are willing to help Africa. Then the other part is human rights and diversity, then peace and conflict resolution. So in all, we came up with these 5 ideas to discuss with interested people, interested youth, just like us in America, to see how we can better form an organization which would impact both America and the Africa, 21 different African countries. It's not closed, it's so open. We are from almost 40 countries in Africa, represented in the Mandela Washington Fellowship, but some are in other universities. So it being open, if this idea comes on very well, other people can join, other countries can also join, because we have a common platform to share these ideas on how we came to America and learned what is going to be right for Africa in the next few years. So this is the common area that we found and we wanted to discuss with you. If there's any further clarification, we would love to do it individually and on another platform again. So thank you very much.
Thank you. So I want to take 1 minute to show you how we organized the ideas like this platform, because you know, we from many, many countries, but we think we can start it with a small platform to this platform will help us to be together. So about us, we have here the 25 fellows from this program who are members of the project. And the vision is the Mandela Bridge Organization and structure founded by young leaders coming from African and American countries, whose vision is to create an external platform focused on the two men said that they have education night. What Kofi said, and we represented more 24 African countries. Our mission is to identify successful organization and project in America and to implement them in African community. So, about project, I just want to give you some example. I take area of health. Here, for example, we identify two projects in the area of HIV testing center. Like in my country, for example, I make some placement in CAP, Cascade Health Project. There I met Lorraine. They use some material for blood tests. They don't have this material in our country. And sometimes when the young people want to make a blood test, they are very, very afraid because it's like we don't want to do it because it's painful. And they have a small material who can, in few minutes, like 15 minutes, you can get your results, something like that. And this is a material who can help us in Africa to make a testing, a HIV blood test easily. And the particularity is the fact that we don't, in CAP project, we have young people like Lauren with volunteers. Lauren is not the nurses, but she can make a blood test. In Africa, it's not the same thing. In my country, it's not the same thing. You need to be a doctor, you need to be a nurse before to make a blood test. Sometimes when we have a wellness campaign in HIV area, and we need some people to make a blood test, they can say, we are not available to make it, we have another appointment, and is the issue. So if we can have some partnership with CAP project and in Africa, if they have some country who want to implement this course, make some implementation, just he can apply and participate au programme.
Yeah, participate, get involved.
Yeah. Do you understand?
Yes.
Thank you. So, focal points. We have made all the country, give you some example, Burkina Faso, like something like that. And it's like all of fellows from the YALI program is like a focal point in Africa. Maybe even if you are not in the area of HIV and AIDS, you are not in the area of education, if you have some system in America we want to make in Africa, you can identify some organization in your country who make something in this area, and you can make a connection. And expect, like, we also need, just example, we also need the people who have expertise in all area that's talking about health, education, you know, because sometimes we need to have advice about some people who have experience in this area to help us to reach our goal. This example, we still talking and working about this project. Thank you.
So, like, maybe to add on that, just as what he was saying, this idea came about all of us sitting together. We want to see how we can collaborate and join together so that we are able to facilitate this when we go back home. Because with this can able to keep us together as fellows in PSU, because as he said, all of us came from 24 countries. So when we go back home and all of us are engaged in different activities, But with this program, we are able to coordinate all of us in our different countries. And each of us will represent our own country. Maybe, for example, as I was saying, for HIV issue or test, in his own country, like they don't have that kind of NIDU they used to test, they do to do the blood test. But he has seen it here where he was placed, where Lauren is working, she's working like. So with that, we can see how we can get expertise from America that can go to Africa and also learn something. All of us, we have learned something new that we have seen here, which we want to implement. So that is why we came up together with these five main categories. Like, we are working on them. But, like, we cannot just start like that. We need partners. We need collaborators. So all of us can collectively work on this and exchange ideas together with Lauren and all of you guys so that are interested. We work together to achieve this dream. So that is it.
So big goals, lots of platform. It's a really cool idea because what they're talking about is that the people, I'm going to take Benin for an example because I've been working with Blake a lot. People of Benin would go, okay, we need something for HIV. We have a building. We've already met with the government. We can get the supplies. We just need somebody that can come in and teach us how to do this. We need somebody who knows what they're doing so that we can teach our people better. And so what they would do is they'd be like, hey, Lauren, we need somebody from CAP that would be willing to give up a week for volunteering. And it'll be on the Benin government country's dollar, and you will get your shots, and you will get your visa, and you will get your butt over here, and the community who is involved in HIV prevention will take care of you while you are here and teaching people about what needs to be done in order to be able to have this organization run effectively, and for these people to be able to at least know their HIV status and know the resources that are available to them. Yes? Yes? Sweet. Yeah, so it's building an idea of like that, but it's going to start like slowly and build. So it's a pretty fun thing, and it's using actually like the entire world as your diversity platform, which is super fun and fits really well with our conversation today. So, yeah. If anybody knows anybody who'd want to get connected, or if you guys would be interested in being part of this, please let us know. We love people. Yeah. So that's class today.
I want to thank all of you for coming today and sharing your story with us. It's really powerful.
Thank you so much for having given that room, the space, and thank you for our patience.
Since we have about 15 minutes left, and I don't know if you need to get going or not, or...
Do you guys want to take a group picture?
Yes, yeah,
sure. Yeah.
Yay! With the fancy camera. I saw you, Mr. Cameraman, in the corner there, Carl.
I was trying to be nice.
What time are you out of class today?
What's happening?
What time are you out?
We're supposed to have class at 2.
But what time is it finished?
Okay,
yeah. It's like 3:30.
3:30? For decisions?
No.
We have a panel discussion.
Yeah.
Wisdom.
Okay.
Who is on lower height?
Lower height.
Hey,
Angela.
Picture?
Oh, yeah, picture. Come
to
Actually, yeah, he's.
I can take the
photo. Yeah. How do you work this thing?
Okay.
Just show you how to be.
Can you get everyone? Or do we
We're all good. You're all in.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yes. Let's go.
Thank you. Oh,
let's have one more picture.
Can we have one more? One
okay.
More? I know it's time sensitive here,
Father. Another one? Another one? Okay.
Oh,
one
I forgot to tell you. You're not on Facebook, are you? On Facebook? All
right, you guys ready?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
you. Thank you
so much.
Yeah, of course. Good one.
You guys last.
Thank you. Thank you. So, you guys will be done at 3:30?
No, 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 not at the first session. We end at 3:30, then we have another session. Maybe it should end at 4 or 5. I don't know exactly.
Panel discussion. But yeah. If you're still around, you can come.
Can you take a lift over to my house tonight? I can make dinner.
Thank you for making Whoa. The time.
I can send
Let's say we'll plan with Blake because okay. It's the last week actually, and we
do you have plans?
We'll give you.